Welcome to Storylark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called How the Seasons Change. Are you ready? Let's find out. How the Seasons Change. In a cozy meadow surrounded by tall oak trees, four best friends live together in perfect harmony. Bear Bruno loved his winter cave, all snuggly and warm. Butterfly Bella danced among spring flowers, her wings shimmering like jewels. Turtle Toby stretched happily on his favorite sunny rock, soaking up summer heat. And Squirrel Sage collected acorns beneath autumn's golden leaves, her cheeks always full of treasures. One crisp morning, a small red fox came bounding into their meadow. Her bright eyes sparkled with curiosity, and her bushy tail twitched with excitement. "Hello," she called out. "I'm Fiona the Fox, and I'm new here. I have the most puzzling question ever." The four friends gathered around, eager to help their new neighbor. Fiona tilted her head and asked, "Why does the world keep changing? First it's cold, then warm, then hot, then cool again. My mama says it's called seasons, but I don't understand how or why it happens." The friends looked at each other and smiled. They had the perfect way to answer Fiona's question. "We'll show you exactly how seasons change," exclaimed Sage, her fluffy tail twitching with excitement. "Each of us will take you on a special journey through our favorite season. You'll learn all the secrets." "But first," said wise old Toby, adjusting his shell comfortably, "you need to know about our Earth's special dance. Our planet spins like a top while traveling around the sun in a big circle that takes a whole year." He used his flipper to draw a circle in the dirt. "The really cool part," added Bruno, "is that Earth tilts like this." He leaned to one side. "When your part of Earth tilts toward the sun, you get more sunlight and warmth. When it tilts away, you get less sunlight and it becomes cooler." Bella fluttered her wings. "That's what makes our seasons. Summer happens when we tilt toward the sun, winter when we tilt away, and spring and autumn are in between." Fiona's eyes grew wide with understanding. "So the sun doesn't actually move closer or farther away?" "Exactly," they all cheered.
"Spring is the most magical time," sang Bella, her wings catching the morning light.
"Follow me, Fiona."
She led the fox to a patch of earth where tiny green shoots were pushing through the soil.
"See these brave little plants? They've been sleeping underground all winter, waiting for their special signal."
Fiona crouched down, her nose twitching.
"What signal?" she whispered.
"Warmth and longer days," Bella replied, landing gracefully on a budding branch.
"When Earth tilts toward the sun again, days get longer and warmer. This wakes up all the sleeping seeds and roots."
As if by magic, they watched a small daffodil bud slowly open its golden petals.
"Plants need water, sunlight, and warm soil to grow," explained Bella.
"Spring brings gentle rains and melting snow that water the earth. The longer, warmer days tell plants it's safe to come out and grow again." Fiona watched in wonder as bees began buzzing around the flowers.
"And that's when I get busy too," laughed Bella. "I help carry pollen from flower to flower so they can make seeds for next year."
"Now it's my turn," called Toby, slowly making his way to his favorite basking rock.
The sun was climbing higher in the sky, and the air felt wonderfully warm.
"Summer is when our part of Earth tilts closest to the sun. That's why days are so long and hot."
He stretched his neck toward the bright sunshine.
Fiona joined him on the warm rock.
"Feel how the rock soaks up the sun's heat?" Toby asked.
"That's exactly what I do too. I'm cold-blooded, which means I need the sun's warmth to give me energy."
He showed Fiona how he could move faster when warm and slower when cool.
"Summer days are the longest of the year," Toby continued, "because the sun stays in the sky for more hours. Where we live, the longest day has about 15 hours of sunlight."
Fiona looked amazed.
"That's why everything grows so well in summer.
lots of sunshine, warm rain, and long days for plants to make food. They watched as butterflies danced, birds sang, and flowers bloomed everywhere.
Summer is nature's busiest time, Toby smiled contentedly.
Autumn is absolutely the best, chattered Sage, her cheeks already bulging with acorns. Look up, Fiona.
The fox gazed at the oak trees, where leaves were turning brilliant shades of red, orange, and gold.
Why do leaves change colors? Fiona wondered aloud.
Great question, Sage scampered up a tree trunk. All summer long, leaves are green because they're full of something called chlorophyll. That's what helps them catch sunlight to make food for the tree. She pointed to different colored leaves. But when autumn comes and days get shorter, trees stop making food. The green chlorophyll breaks down, and we can finally see the other colors that were hiding underneath. Sage gathered acorns as she explained.
Trees are very smart. They know winter is coming, so they drop their leaves to save energy, and they make lots of nuts and seeds first. She showed Fiona her growing pile of acorns.
I collect these for winter food, but some I forget to dig up. Those forgotten acorns grow into new oak trees next spring. Isn't that clever?
Fiona nodded, watching more leaves drift down like colorful confetti.
And now for my favorite time, winter, yawned Bruno, leading Fiona toward his cozy cave. The air had grown crisp, and frost sparkled on the grass.
Winter happens when our part of Earth tilts away from the sun. Days become very short and cold. Inside his cave, Bruno had gathered soft leaves, moss, and grass to make a comfortable bed.
Many animals like me hibernate during winter, he explained sleepily. That means we sleep through the coldest months, when food is hard to find. He showed Fiona his thick winter coat that had grown in. My body gets ready by growing warmer fur and storing extra fat to keep me cozy.
But winter isn't just about sleeping, Bruno continued with a gentle smile. Snow acts like a warm blanket for plant roots underground, and some animals like deer and rabbits grow thicker coats to stay warm while staying active.
He pointed outside where snowflakes were beginning to fall. Each snowflake is unique, and together they create the quiet, peaceful world I love most.
Fiona watched the magical snow through the cave entrance, feeling drowsy herself.
The four friends and Fiona gathered back in their meadow as the first snow continued to fall gently.
Now I understand, exclaimed Fiona, her eyes bright with newfound knowledge.
The seasons change because Earth tilts toward and away from the sun as it travels in its yearly circle.
That's right, said Bella,
and each season is important.
Spring wakes everything up, summer helps everything grow big and strong. Autumn prepares everyone for winter, and winter gives everyone a chance to rest and get ready for spring again.
It's like nature's perfect circle, added Sage.
Each season flows into the next, bringing exactly what's needed at just the right time.
Toby nodded wisely. And the amazing thing is, while we're having winter, animals on the other side of Earth are having summer.
Bruno stretched and yawned. Every season has its own special gifts and its own important job to do.
Fiona looked around at her new friends with gratitude.
Thank you for teaching me nature's biggest secret.
Now when the world changes, I'll know exactly why and what wonderful thing will happen next.
As evening settled over the meadow, the friends prepared for their winter rest.
Bruno gave everyone warm, sleepy hugs before heading to his cave.
Sweet dreams until spring, he called softly.
Bella found a sheltered spot among some evergreen branches.
I'll see you all when the first flowers bloom, she whispered.
Toby moved slowly to his winter burrow beneath the old oak roots.
The earth will keep us all safe and warm, he said peacefully.
Sage curled up in her tree hollow, surrounded by her acorn treasures.
Spring will come again, just like it always does, she murmured contentedly.
Fiona found a cozy spot near her new friends, feeling happy and secure.
As she settled down for the night,
She watched the snowflakes dance in the moonlight and thought about the wonderful journey through all four seasons. She smiled, knowing that tomorrow would bring winter's quiet magic, and after that would come spring's joyful awakening, then summer's warm abundance, then autumn's colorful harvest, and then winter again. The seasons would keep dancing their eternal dance, and she would be ready for each beautiful change. With that comforting thought, Fiona closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.